In Iraq this week, workers continued to clear rubble from the wreckage of the UN headquarters in Baghdad. The official death toll from last week's blast stands at 20, including the top-ranking UN official in Iraq. NPR's Anne Garrels is on the line from Baghdad. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Describe the scene over at the UN building.
Well, UN staff members are back at work in yellow tents and containers set up in the parking lot of the former headquarters, and right next door to them, rescue workers are still trying to pull bodies out of the wreckage. It's a pretty grim sight. Those UN employees who want to leave have, about half of those who survived have stayed on in Baghdad, and they say they're determined to continue with their mission to improve the lives of Iraqis and, in the end, guarantee Iraqi sovereignty. Some of the work is long-term, but other issues are immediate, like the World Food Program, which provides 27 million Iraqis with monthly rations. And there's still a fierce debate about security at the UN compound. It's been tightened, that's evident, but UN officials say they want to be more open than the offices of the U.S.-led occupation administration, which is really an armed camp.
After this attack on the UN building, U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer stressed the need for better intelligence. What can be done to accomplish that?
Well, in what Bremer has called a heartening sign, he points to the increasing number of Iraqis willing to help the U.S. That's a reference essentially to the walk-ins who provide tips. But it's difficult to evaluate all that information, which is often motivated by personal gain and revenge, and it's not always what officials need. Privately, sources say the administration is now relying on former Iraqi intelligence services, particularly the once feared Mukhabarat. Now, this has been going on for some time, but it's been stepped up recently because of the increased terrorist attacks. And this indicates that U.S. officials understand they alone cannot prevent attacks like this. Now, U.S. officials acknowledge this is a tricky situation, going back to the very intelligence agents they once excoriated. But they say they need urgent help.
What about Iraqis taking a greater role in the running of the country? Any evidence of that?
Well, it's a big issue. Well, a first effort has been with police. But while there are now about 30,000 countrywide, that's far below what U.S. officials say they need to bring order. The U.S. is also recruiting a corps of security guards to protect facilities. In a controversial move, remember the administration disbanded the 400,000-strong military, and it's now having to build it up from scratch. And that remains really controversial. U.S. officials say the army, in fact, dissolved itself. Their bases were either bombed or destroyed by looting. But Iraqi critics, including some exiles who were advising the U.S., say it was a terrible mistake to fire the army. The border is now porous. Bremer himself is saying that more and more terrorists are coming in. And instead of using these military personnel against terrorists, critics are saying the terrorists are now using these disgruntled, unemployed former soldiers against the U.S. And there's one other issue, which is the hand-picked governing council, symbolic Iraqi government, if you will. The U.S. has expressed real frustration. They want them to take a greater role, but it's fraught with infighting. It's yet to name ministers, and while Bremer publicly said, no, the council is moving ahead, he's been hard-pressed really to point to any concrete progress. And for their part, the members of the governing council say their advice is largely ignored, so there's kind of finger-pointing on all sides.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad. Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you.